This is an audio archive edition of WINA's Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot, made available online by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network, cvillepodcast.com.
Ted Genoways joins us live in studio. He's the editor of the award-winning and much-celebrated Virginia Quarterly Review, and he is in studio to do a little talking about the Hot Off the Presses Summer Edition, which is it's available now, right?
That's right.
Now, for the folks who are listening to us right now, where can they find this? Is it Barnes & Noble? Or?
You can find that at any of your better booksellers around town, certainly at Barnes & Noble and the Independents and so on. Any place that's selling good books, they're selling VQR.
There you go. I mentioned your name a few weeks ago, and somebody called off the air and said, was he on? Is the new issue out? Is it out? I haven't seen it. Is it out? You got a lot of fans out there, Ted.
Well, we're working on it. Our fan base is slowly growing, but they're loyal, and that's what we like.
Yeah, well, there's a whole lot in there every quarter to like, you know, what's not to like here. But before we talk about the new summer issue, I want to congratulate you because you got some big news today that we're going to break right here on the little show, and it's very exciting, Doctor.
Well, thank you very much. Yeah, I wouldn't actually want to operate on anyone, but I did hear from the University of Iowa today that everything was a go on my dissertation and that I've cleared the last of the hurdles for the doctorate.
Now, we have a doctorate in my family. It's certainly not me, far from it. But I know from personal experience watching Allison go through that process, it is so far from an easy, comfortable, or enjoyable experience. It is really getting a doctorate. I don't care what the field is. It's very, very difficult. And I think the people who don't know it, they don't have a doctorate in the family, they just assume you're just going to more school. And as long as you show up, you'll get it. And it is so far from that. I mean, there are so many hoops that you have to jump through to get a PhD these days.
Well, and it's funny that you say that. The hoops are exactly the thing that I constantly say that I think it's more a test of determination and brute force than it is anything else. That just deciding that you're going to get the degree no matter what is usually the difference between getting it or not.
Yeah,
at least in my case, it's not about intelligence or elegance, I can assure you.
Now, you just learned today, we're talking with Ted Genoways of the VQR, you just learned today that you the doctorate is official. What was your – it's in English, I assume.
Yeah, it is.
And the dissertation was about?
Well, the dissertation's about Walt Whitman during the Civil War, but it really focuses on the way that Whitman and other writers were being pulled into the reporting of the war at the time and the way that the newspapers and magazines were changing in response to what was happening in technological changes and responding to changes in readership as a way of looking at the way that the Civil War really shaped the way that we think about modern warfare still in this country, but also the way that wars are reported.
Yeah. And every new war really has dramatic impacts on the existing media.
Exactly.
And in many cases, I guess you could argue, it really takes it to a new level.
It does, and I mean, in the case of the Civil War, I mean, there are these sort of amazing changes in terms of you know, photography making steps forward, and that leading to the illustrations that start appearing in the weekly press. But also, it's the time when the transcontinental telegraph line is newly completed, and AP is really taken advantage of for the first time. And people are getting news much more rapidly than they ever had. And so that whole concept of knowing what's happening on the battlefield very shortly after it occurs is really new to the Civil War.
Compare that to the Revolutionary War when Jefferson was governor and they had, you know, men on horseback every 20 miles to sort of come back and give you the word. And by the time you got the word, it was, you know, days old.
Right, exactly. And that was one of the major challenges for Lincoln as well. And there's been some wonderful recent scholarship on the fact that Lincoln used to stay up all night at the telegraph office nearest to the White House so that he would have the news ahead of everyone else. But, you know, the people at the newspaper offices were receiving it over the wires at the same time he was and writing their stories. And he had to be knowledgeable of it before the people out on the street who were buying the early editions the next day.
That's amazing. Ted Genoways is the editor at the Virginia Quarterly Review, and he is newly anointed a doctor officially, finally. Congratulations. Thank you. The summer edition of the VQR, a couple weeks ago, we had the great honor of talking with Ashley Gilbertson. Right. And this edition, the summer edition, includes so much of his really wrenching photographs from the battlefield. I mean, this is a guy who has been over in Iraq like 5 years, just clicking away and taking pictures and documenting the stories of not only Iraqis, but of our soldiers as well.
That's right. And it's, this issue in many ways really grew out of, in some ways, my thinking about my dissertation and looking at what was happening during the Civil War and thinking, you know, what are the technological changes that are going on right now that are affecting the way that the Iraq War is being reported, and how is that affecting our understanding of the war? And I decided that I really wanted to go directly to the journalists themselves to give them an opportunity to talk about that directly. And I was especially interested in hearing, we'd had Dave Morris talk about the writing side of things, who was on your show earlier also.
Right, right.
And so we wanted to talk to a group of photographers. And there are some obvious things, such as, the communication from any point in the world is much easier now than it's ever been. These people are almost exclusively shooting digital now, so they're filing their photographs often from the spot while the events are still going on, and it's a remarkable change in the way that the war is covered, or that any war is covered. But the other thing that I was intrigued by is how the impact, the human impact, both on the Iraqi people and the certainly the military, but also the people reporting the war, is very much the same. The news cycle is much faster, and the stories spin through that cycle much faster than they used to. But the effects linger for the people affected, just like they always have.
Yeah. And Ashley's story, we're talking with Ted Genoways of the VQR. Ashley's story that he wrote for y'all, it's really personal.
It is.
And very candid. And, it starts with the lines, "I didn't want to go back,"
right.
Something like that. Like, I couldn't,
right.
I didn't really want to go back, but I had to go back.
That's it.
And if ever there was a war photographer or a war correspondent, I mean, that's what they say. I really didn't want to go, but I had to go. I had to be there. And often, the soldiers say the same thing. If I had my choice, I'd be home with my kids, but I had to go.
And that was the thing that really intrigued us about the three pieces that we ended up with. Carolyn Cole, who has shot for the LA Times, her piece really ended up being about why she was not going to go back to Iraq, that she had decided that it was the one place in the world that she couldn't cover anymore, that she thought it was too dangerous, that the risks were just not justifiable. Chris Hondros, who has the third piece in that portfolio, talks some about the fact that there's no question in his mind. He has to be there. He's there reporting it. And he makes an effort never to be out of Iraq for more than 6 months. Ashley is very much, as you say, in between, that he's really wrestling with that, and has a couple of times before sworn not to go back and then been lured back. And this time, at least for the time being, he says, I don't want to go back, and I don't think I'm going to, but he always hedges whenever anyone says, "Are you going to go back?" Because, as he says, the story is still going on, and that after 5 years of covering it, it's as much a part of his life as any other single event. And to not see that through, I think, is difficult for him at this point.
Yeah, I think history will certainly appreciate the fact that he went back. And I encourage everybody to pick up this summer edition of the VQR and see for yourself the work of these photographers. I mean, these are the pictures of the Iraq War. It's just amazing stuff that we're not really seeing. You don't see this stuff when you watch Fox News or you watch CNN. You're not seeing these images.
And that's really what we asked all of these photographers for. What are the photographs that you wanted to see published that the various places that you've worked for have not published for one reason or another? And in some cases, it's a matter of the images being too disturbing, too being too graphic for the front page. In some cases, it's that the stories are or the photographs are accompanying a story that's too complex to tell in a short space, or that as hard as it may seem to imagine that it's too much a human story as opposed to a political story. And I think that a lot of those aspects of the Iraq War have been kind of pushed off, certainly off the front page, but in many cases out of major publications altogether.
My guest is Dr. Ted Genoways, the editor at the Virginia Quarterly Review. The summer edition is out now, hot off the presses, and you can pick that up at any of our fine area bookstores. In keeping with this theme of reporting, you also have a story in here. Is it by Matt Powers?
That's right, Matt Power. Matt is he's a contributing editor at Harper's and a regular writer for lots of major magazines. But Matt and I have sort of struck up a friendship in recent years and talk about these stories that people want to tell. Matt really desperately wanted to tell the story of a friend of his, Brad Will, who had been killed in Oaxaca, covering the teacher's strike down there. And
Oaxaca again is where?
Right. Oaxaca in Mexico. And to me, it's sort of a classic story that Matt tells, and he tells just brilliantly in my estimation, that Will was really someone who started as an activist and got into journalism as a way of trying to affect more change, reach more people. But for someone who's trained like Matt is, the thing that he always admired that fervor in Brad Will, but he always worried also that he wasn't as careful as a lot of trained and experienced journalists would be. And essentially, Will got himself into a situation in Oaxaca where he didn't really understand the situation, and the people that he thought he was helping may very well be the people who killed him.
Oh my God! Who was he writing for?
Well, he was working on at this point he was working as a videographer and was shooting video, and that's the completely unbelievably disturbing part of this. That Matt uses as a frame all through the story, the video that was recovered that Will was actually shooting video when he was killed, and in effect ended up taping his own murder.
And those images are in the summer edition.
Well, what Matt does is he describes them. We decided not to use those images, I think for sort of obvious reasons.
Yeah.
But he describes them extremely vividly and moves back and forth between the very matter-of-fact events of that day as recorded on Will's own digital video, but then moves back to his own reminiscences of Will and how he knew him and tries to give some depth to him as a person and a character.
The summer edition of the Virginia Quarterly Review is available now. And I want everyone to go out and buy it. It really is. Every time you come in here, I'm like, well, this is the best. This is one of the best. And it keeps getting better. It really is a beautiful publication. Now, for the fall, I got about a minute left. Oh. Some teasers about what you might be working on for the fall edition.
Yeah, the fall issue, we're working on a special issue on South America. It's the most ambitious issue that we've done, that everything is either by South American writers or North American writers that we sent down to South America to do on-the-spot reporting. It's a full issue that took a lot of work and coordination, about 18 months worth of it, and there were dozens and dozens of people involved.
Wow. To make sure all the planes landed in the right order.
it's still in progress, but it's going to be a remarkable issue, I think, and will be a great record of South America as it is now.
Dr. Ted Genoways, the editor at the Virginia Quarterly Review, online at
vqronline.org.
There you go. Thank you, Ted.
Yes, thank you, Coy.
You've been listening to Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot. Charlottesville Right Now is broadcast live Monday through Friday on News Radio 1070 WINA from 4 to 6 p.m. Best-selling author and historian Coy Barefoot is the host and producer. To interact with Coy and his guests, you can call 434-977-1070. Coy can be reached at barefoot@wina.com. This audio download has been made possible by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network. Visit SevillePodcast.com for more.